Kristen Myers on the phone with us. She's editor-in-chief of The Balance. You hear her often here on Your Money Matters. Hi, Kristen. Welcome back.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. So gas prices have hit a record now, 27 out of the last 28 days. What are you guys seeing over there at The Balance?
Yeah, I sadly, sir, for everyone that's listening right now, only have some really bad news. The folks over at AAA have really been keeping a good job of recording all of the gas prices. And right now, the average gas price around the country is $4.87 a gallon, just about. And for drivers that are using premium, it's $5.51 a gallon. But look, I know that you guys are over in Chicago, so I actually have some of the figures there. Unfortunately for Cook County, it's actually the worst in the entire state of Illinois, an average $5.40 a gallon. And if you want to just dive, $5.80 a gallon in Cook County, it's $5.40 in the entire state of Illinois. And in Chicago, more specifically, $5.71 a gallon, $6.50 if you're driving a premium car.
Wait, I need two hands to pick my jaw off the floor right now. Those numbers are so incredible. I know that there are only about 10 or 11 states in the entire country that are over $5, but what are we, like number one? This is not where I want to be number one, Kristen.
You know, I actually have to say, I don't believe Illinois is actually number one right now. You're close to it, but not quite yet number one. Unfortunately, when it comes to the average, gallon price, that's actually California has been taking that top spot lately. They're up over $6 a gallon just for regular gas, unfortunately, for those drivers out there on the West Coast. So, I mean, so you have a little bit of reprieve there, but yes, incredibly expensive. And it could not come at a worse time. It's the summer months. A lot of folks are wanting to, of course, go out, hit the road, take those summer trips and summer vacations. And unfortunately, it's going to cost you. And I should say, Elise, not just at the gas pump. If you think you're going to save a little bit of money by flying, you're not. Airfare is also up 10%.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I have personally experienced both of these things. So I was in California about 5 or 6 weeks ago, and even then I paid over $5 a gallon for gas. I paid almost $92 to fill up my Honda minivan the other day here in the great county of Cook. But I also just flew back from Florida, where I was shocked, really shocked, at how much it cost and to fly. I think my ticket price was over $600, and I booked 3-4 weeks in advance, and I thought that should be enough time, but it wasn't. There really are no great deals anymore. And the same thing is true for a business trip. I have to go to Denver next week from Chicago. Again, I booked it weeks and weeks and weeks ago, and the price was over $600.
I mean, you're really pointing out here just something that so many, you know, Americans, Chicagoans are honestly experiencing right now. It seems like no matter where you turn, the cost of just about everything is going up. Now, when it comes to inflation, a lot of that is actually precipitated by those higher gas prices because, you know, it's the cost of fuel for the trucks that are going to get your groceries to your local store to get those jeans that you want to the local department store. It's all baked into that price. And as a result, we're seeing so many things getting more expensive because gas has jumped by so much. And unfortunately, I'm sure a lot of people are asking next, okay, it's bad right now. How long is it going to stay this bad? Unfortunately, it's not going to be coming down anytime soon. The Saudis, they're really the head of the oil cartel, OPEC. They actually just recently raised prices, and by more than expected. They hiked the cost over $3 a barrel, and it was only expected to go up by $1.50. So, I mean, when you have higher oil prices, it means usually higher gas prices. Higher gas prices means almost higher everything. So I don't see anything coming down anytime soon, although I will say there are a couple of states where gas is not as bad as it is in Illinois right now.
Well, one of the things that I thought was good news is we heard today that it looks like the underlying inflation rate is starting to come down, oil prices accepted. And to your point, it really impacts everything. So I don't know how much that's going to matter. I did see on thebalance.com today the story about how higher priced basics are eating 70% of Social Security checks, and that our monthly Social Security checks, I don't get a monthly check, but for those of seniors that do, they're technically worth now about $60 less because of inflation. So much for that raise that everybody got at the end of the year, right?
That is absolutely correct. We did an analysis just to look at, you know, if you're a two-person household and you're really reliant on Social Security, which, of course, as we all know, unfortunately, like an income or, you know, a job where you might be able to negotiate for a raise or, you know, try to go out and secure some kind of promotion, which might get you a little bit more income, you really don't have any options if you're on Social Security. And Social Security checks, you know, your necessities, things like rent and health care, food, groceries, transportation costs, all that used to eat up about 60% of that Social Security check. Now it's eating up 70%, because as you're mentioning, everything is going up. However, of course, I do want to kind of reiterate that little bit of a silver lining that you mentioned. Inflation has come down. It was 8.5% in March, and then it dropped to 8.3% in April. However, at the end of this week, we do get May's inflation figures. That's going to be a very important report on Friday to see if inflation is actually dropping. So it was 8.3%. Last time the report came out, we were going to want to see it go lower than that. If not, it means that inflation might be on the rise again.
Yeah, which is going to be really something. I was very impressed with that story and how you broke it down. And also what I really love about The Balance, and this is something, you know, if you haven't been to this website, thebalance.com, go and take a look at some of the stories. But you do a lovely job, really, of creating eye-catching graphics that people can really see. And it so helps to explain something as complicated as, you know, how energy prices are actually filtering down into all of these other things. And, you know, how it breaks down with, you know, where your check, your Social Security check is actually going, or at least on average, on balance, where it's actually going. So I thought that was a great story. What else are you covering? We just have a minute left, but quickly, what else have you got today on The Balance?
Well, yeah, we have so many stories. It's almost even hard to keep track. We have a lot of new reporting out on student loans for anyone that's out there that perhaps recently graduated, because so many people, unfortunately, were paying so much in student loans. And thanks to the reprieve, they've been able to pay a lot of that down. So that student loan pause has been really great for some folks. And will it go away officially? That still remains to be seen. We have to see if the president decides that he's going to actually cancel that student loan debt. And then, of course, some articles on the job market and wage growth. So definitely go check that out at thebalance.com.
Sounds good. Kristen Myers is editor-in-chief of thebalance.com. Thank you for being with us again. I know we'll talk to you again soon.
Of course. Thanks so much, Elise.